People in Texas are miserable right now after the entire state was hit by a winter storm that brought snow and frigid temperatures. Millions of people have already gone more than 2 days without power. A lot of people don't have running water, and it's not over. More snow and freezing rain is falling today in parts of southern, central, and eastern Texas. Let's bring in Dominique Walsh. He joins us from San Antonio. He's with Texas Public Radio. And Dominique, some people are going into their third day with no power. Give us a sense of the scope of these outages.
It's still massive. ERCOT, which is the operator of the state grid here in Texas, ERCOT says there's still 2.7 million households without power. And, you know, that's not 2.7 million people. That's 2.7 million households with families, lots of people. We're talking about millions and millions of people who have now gone, you know, 48 hours or more without power.
Mm-hmm. What are these power companies saying today about when power will be restored and why this storm caused such a massive power failure in Texas?
So as for the second part of that question, the why, it's the same problem that we saw on Sunday. You know, as the snow started to fall and temperatures started to plunge, demand for power, for heating, surged. At that same time, a bunch of power plants were knocked offline by the weather because they were not properly weatherized for a winter storm. So you had surging demand and dropping supply. That's why these rolling blackouts started. Since then, the storm has also taken offline, you know, various pieces of equipment. So you have a mix of, you know, supply and demand driven blackouts, as well as equipment damage driven blackouts. As for when that will be resolved, there has not been a definitive timeline laid out just yet. What ERCOT and other companies are saying is, you know, hold tight, they're working on it, but really it might not be resolved until the temperatures start to rise, which might be later this week into the weekend, but again, no definitive timeline.
Okay. Dominique, to add to this misery, as I mentioned, there are people in the dark and without running water or with very low water pressure, and there are boil water notices in some areas. What's going on with the water?
Yeah, so the water situation really depends on where you are. I can tell you at my apartment in San Antonio, the pipes have been frozen since, you know, late Sunday. In other parts, power to water treatment plants have been affected. So water treatment plants in some rural areas have been knocked offline. So those areas have either shut down water or have put, you know, boil water notices in place. In other areas like Houston, there's very low water pressure because people have been dripping their faucets. That's affected the water quality. Houston now has a boil notice for its water. But here's the thing about these boil notices. In Texas, a lot of homes rely on electric stoves. If your electricity is out, you can't heat the water. You can't bring it to a boil. So yeah, it's a problem for a lot of people across the state. And even if you do have water and you're supposed to boil it, you might not be able to if you don't have electricity.
Mm-hmm. There's another storm bringing snow and freezing rain today. People in Texas are not used to navigating roads in this kind of weather. And without power, we're hearing that stoplights aren't working. How are the roads right now?
The roads are still terrible. Officials are saying do not drive if you don't have to. You know, I believe tomorrow will mark the 1 week mark of that awful pile up in Fort Worth. More than 100 vehicles, at least 6 people killed in that pile up. Things have gotten worse since then. So the messaging from all the officials is stay off the roads if you can.
Yeah, the weather has also upended food and other supply chains. Are grocery stores and pharmacies and other businesses open?
Some of them are. It depends on where you are, what business it is. Some of them are, but, you know, trucks haven't been able to make, you know, consistent, frequent supply runs. So the supply lines have fallen short. We're seeing a lot of photos and videos of empty, you know, grocery store shelves, you know, Targets, HEBs here in Texas, Walmarts. All of them are starting to run short on supplies. So even if they are open, they might not have everything you need. And because of COVID-19 precautions, there are often long lines outside of the grocery stores, stretching for blocks and blocks, people having to wait hours to get inside to a grocery store that doesn't have everything they need.
Yeah, we know there are warming centers and food pantries open. A lot of these nonprofits are asking for donations. Dominique, you mentioned that your pipes are frozen. How are you doing?
I'm okay. So I actually left my apartment and am with a coworker now who fortunately does have power because they're on the same circuit as critical service. For folks who might not have power or water, though, the thing to do if you are, looking for help is if you're in a city, call 311. If you're in a rural area, call 211. They should be able to give you resources in terms of where to go for warming centers, food pantries, other things like that. There's also lots of mutual aid work going on right now, but even all of these services have been impacted by the weather. So, and also COVID-19 has complicated some of these warming centers. So various cities are starting to open up more resources. And again, 311 for cities, 211 for rural areas to find those resources.
Thank you so much for that reminder. And you stay safe, Dominic. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tanya.
That's Texas Public Radio's Dominic Anthony Walsh in San Antonio.